Welcome. And thank you for joining the Father's Vineyard podcast. We are located at 724 Oakland Road in Spindale, North Carolina, and invite you to join us.
We are a church that loves God, loves people, and makes a difference.
Now, let's join today's service.
Yeah, praise God. You know, there's something that goes with this. Praise God and pass the ammunition. Why? Because we're still in the battle. How many of you have peace? If you have, you have peace. If you have peace, I want you to stand up. If you have peace, and if you don't have it, don't stand up. All right, now, there's a few people that are still seated. So I want you to, you know, the Bible says that Jesus said, when you go to each other's house, when you go into a home, you tell them what? Peace be unto you. And if they'll receive that peace, they'll have it. All I got to do is receive it. So just go to somebody that's sitting down, and there's not that many sitting down, but you just go to them sitting down and say, peace be unto you. You got them? All right, now the rest of you, go to somebody beside you or behind you or in front of you and tell them, peace be unto you. Release the peace. Peace unto you, brother.
Love you.
Love you too. All right. Amen. You may be seated. Now, how many of you receive the peace that was just given to you? How many of you receive it? Absolutely. Continue to do that. Also, remember to continue to pray for Bobby McCallum and her family. She lost her son, Kobe, actually last Sunday while we were right before we had service. He passed away with a pancreatic cancer, stage 4. Anyway, it was a sudden shock. He found out he had it on Friday, and he passed away on Sunday. So but be praying for the family and make sure. And it's also good to have Jared and Christine and Philip. They're back. They went for a vacation in Tennessee and stayed in the hospital for about a week. God brought you through. Amen. Amen. God's the great healer. How many of you know that? He is the great healer. How many of you have ever been healed by Jesus? I want you to just hold it up and everybody just look around. Look around. That's how many lives Jesus has touched through healing. Through healing. Now, how many of you have ever been touched by Jesus and was born again? Hallelujah. Praise him. Now praise him. Praise him for that. Praise him. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Well, turn in your Bibles. You can just start at that one and just pass it down this way. I heard a man do that one time and people started turning in their Bibles. And I'm saying, he didn't really mean that. I want to talk to you a little bit today about doing right in a world of wrong. Doing right in a world of wrong. And we'll major on one thing if we get there today, and I hope we can. But as Christians, how many of you know that we too go through trials, difficulties, tribulations, and we go through those things as well. Is that correct? See, we're not exempt from hardships. But I tell you what we are exempt from. We are exempt from going through hardships without him. He's going to go with us. He's going through everything that we walk through. He's going with us. Amen. He'll never leave us in the forsake us. But anyway, Jesus talked about all these difficulties, all these hardships, and all these tribulations and trials. He talked about all that. And over in John 16, 13, he said, I've told you these things, because the Spirit of truth will guide you into all truth. He's talking about the Holy Spirit, His Spirit of truth. He'll come, He'll guide you through all truth. These things I have spoken to you, that in me, that you may have peace. That's what was talked about this morning, that you may have peace. In the world, you will have tribulation. Now, I would like to take my pen and scratch that out, but it won't take away from the truth. In this world, you will have tribulation. But be of good cheer. But he said, the modern day thing of that is the song, Don't Worry, Be Happy. Y'all know that song? You've been listening to the other music, hadn't you? I did. No, I'm messing with you. Yeah. It said, but be of good cheer. Why? Don't worry, be happy. Why? Why does he say be of good cheer? He says, because I have overcome the world. No matter what it is, no matter what you've gone through, no matter what you're going through, no matter what you're about to go through, he's going through it, and he's going through it with you, and he says, I have overcome the world, so I want you to be of good cheer. I want you to understand that you're going to make it through this. Mike Millwood, you're going to make it through this. You're going to make it through it. How many of you are going through something right now? Well, you don't have to tell me, but how many of you are going through something right now? Raise your hand. Guess what your word is for today? He's already overcome it. Just go with him. Amen? Because he's going with you, so just go with him. He's going with you. So we look at these things, and Jesus has provided all of this, and we wonder how are we supposed to respond. Well, Hebrews 11 tells us how to respond to what Jesus has done. He says, Hebrews 11, 1, now faith. Notice, now faith, he says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. But the first two words is what? Now faith. What does that mean? Faith right now. Not faith yesterday, not faith last week, not faith when you was born again, not that faith. He said, faith now. Now faith. How many of you have now faith? If you don't have now faith, get some. Now faith is what you need. Now faith. Everybody tell your neighbor, now faith. Right now, this moment, not when you walk out the door, now faith, wherever you are, now faith. You got to have this now faith. Not well. I trusted when I was little. When I got born again, no, that's great. What about now? Now faith. Now faith is substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. For by it what? By faith. By it, the elders obtained a good testimony. Your now faith will cause you to obtain a not just a testimony. A good testimony. Faith causes that. Amen? Faith causes you and I to have a good testimony. What is a good testimony? A testimony about where I was, but look at where I'm at today because of God. How many of you were down and out and out and down without Him? You were just without Him. How many of you were that? How many of you were that? You used to be lost and undone without Him. You used to be that way. How many of that was you? Boy, I thought God was moving there for a minute. And it was the pulpit. And it was my arm leaning into it. So it's like, yeah. But see, we used to be that. We used to be everything that He wasn't. And then He came and He fixed it. He fixed it. Tell your neighbor, He fixed it. Tell him He fixed all of it. He did. He fixed all of it. He came, Son of God, and He died. He gave His all. And all that He had was all that He was. He gave everything that He was. In order for you and I to not be sinners, but for us to be saints. Jesus took care of that. He goes on and says in verse 6, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. Now, he is pleased with who you are. Tell your neighbor, he's pleased with who you are. If you're born again, he is pleased with it. This is my beloved son. This is my beloved daughter. In whom I am well pleased in who you are. But he might not be pleased with everything that we do. Because he says here, he said, without faith, it's impossible to please him with your actions. You just can't do it. For he who comes to God must believe, what must you believe? That he is. So the question, one thing about your faith, do you believe that he is? And your question may be, is what? Everything. Is he alive today? You got to come to him believing he's alive today. Is he the healer? You got to come to him believing that he is the healer. Is he the deliverer? You got to come believing that he is the deliverer. He is everything you ever need. He is everything we ever need. He is everything. He is the great I am. He is everything. So when you come to him, you must come believing that he is, not that he might be, he might do it, he might, he is. Everybody, tell your neighbor, he is. Whatever you need, he is. Tell him that. Tell your neighbor, whatever you need, he is. And it's true, whatever you need, he is. And also, believe that he is the rewarder. How many of you like a reward? Yeah, got a few of you. You know, how many of you really like rewards? Well, I got a few posters of you guys that's got a number underneath it. Reward? No. I got to take them back to the hospital, to the post office next week. But no, he is the rewarder of those who seek him? No. Diligently. What does that mean? I mean do it with all your heart and all the time. Who diligently seek him. He said, if you diligently seek me, with faith, you diligently seek me, he said, I will reward you. Who's doing the rewarding? God is. He gives good rewards. But you have to diligently seek him for that reward, and you have to do that by faith. You got to believe that he is. Whatever you're coming to him for, he is. He is the fixer. He's already fixed it. And then he said, if you seek me, but with faith, believing that I am, and believing that I am the rewarder too, as you diligently seek me. See, now faith diligently seeks him. That's now faith. See, if you don't diligently seek him right now, then now faith is not operating. We may be operating in a doubt and something that's getting us crossed up in our thinking and a lie. We may be thinking about a lot of different things that does not demonstrate now faith. Now faith is today, right now, here. That's the reason we have to have now faith. And like I said before, he said, it is the substance of things that I hope for. What are you hoping for? Well, I'm hoping just to get by. That's way lower than what he wants you to think for, or to hope for. See, without hope, you won't have faith. Without hope that he is who he is, you won't have faith to believe that he is. You got to have that hope. Things hoped for. And the evidence of things not seen. What do you think that means? I don't see this yet, but here's my evidence. I'm confessing that what I'm looking for is coming. You may be struggling. You may be going through some of these trials that he's talking about, but my now faith, your now faith, is saying there's evidence coming, and I'm confessing that it's coming because he said it was. Because he's the one that brings it. He's the one that supplies it. He's the one that gives it. Don't I have to work for it? Nope. Can't work for it. The best work that we can do stinks to high heaven. If we could produce all this by works, by our effort, he died needlessly. But since he died with the purpose of God in his life, he took care of everything. Everything. So here's one thing I want to tell you. I don't think I'm going to be able to get into everything today, but here's one thing I want to tell you. You got to diligently seek him on purpose all the time. Seek him. And his promise is, I'm going to reward you. How many of you have run right into a reward of God before? All of a sudden. By the way, I'm not going to reveal who it was. Somebody told me last week, said, you know, you gave that message today, and what happened was we bought an item and paid cash for it, and it was around $1,200 or something like that, paid cash for it, went and got a vehicle to haul it home and everything. By the time we got back, it was gone. They already paid for it, but somebody else had it, or they thought, or whatever, but it was gone. They said, we can give you money back. We didn't really want our money back. We really wanted the item. We didn't really want our money. We wanted the item. So they wound up, they finally got one. They got one and took it home, and lo and behold, what did they get in the mail? A card. They already paid for the item. A card. Look, we got a card. Opened up the card, and it was a gift card for how much? $1,200. Got the item, paid for, sitting in our house, and got $1,200 by the U.S. mail. And then they looked at me and said, now you have messed everything up with your message last week. You messed up everything. Because I was talking last week about, hey, if somebody gave you too much money, don't say, praise God, God bless me. No, they made a mistake. So you give them the quarter back. So, but now we're not talking about 25 cents. We're talking about $1,200. You know, it's easy to start saying, let's see, I don't have my wallet. Who's got a good credit card on them? Tony, you got a good credit card on you? No, I ain't messing with hers. I'll mess with yours. I ain't messing with hers. No, but see, all of a sudden we said, look what God did. He blessed me with $1,200. No, he didn't. You know, you got it? No, he didn't. Somebody made a mistake. But they blamed it on me. Here you have messed this whole thing up by saying and preaching what you preach. You understand? So it's like, okay. No, but I know these people, and they didn't go out and spend it. They didn't. As a matter of fact, they put it away. They put it away, but I think what they did is put it out of their sight. If it had been me, just put it out of my sight. Just don't let me look at it. If I look at it too long and gaze upon it, I may go spend. No, but see, that's the integrity of the Lord saying, this is what I want you to do. And to be honest with you, that wasn't even in my message. I wasn't written down. It wasn't anything. It just popped out. I wonder why it popped out. God was speaking to them and to all of us. Why? Because he says, I am a rewarder of those who seek me. Now, they may not see extra money. You have to hear me. They may not see extra money because of that act. They may not see it on this earth. But the reward that he's going to give them is going to be far greater. than what they ever received on this earth. Do you understand? So, but anyway, now, so I've already said that twice in 2 weeks. And I said, all right, so somebody needs to hear it again. When you get something that's not yours, don't say, praise God, say, who made the mistake so I can replace it or give it back. So that's called integrity. It's called integrity. Everybody say integrity. It's really what we need. So the Lord goes on, but we need to understand that if we do not have faith, we will not be able to please him with our actions. It takes now faith to please him with our actions. Do you want to please him with your actions? Yeah. Three? All right, two? Four? That's four people? All right, I got some work to do here. All right, do you want to please him with your actions? Yes. All right. Give the others a big hand for speaking up. That's how we walk with God, not just walk about him, but walk with him. You know, because he's taking us, he's guiding us. But here's the thing about it, I want you to capture. What we believe about the size of our God is what we will demonstrate in our faith. What we believe about the size of our God, that he is, will be the measure of our faith and our trust in him. If he can't, you'll never believe that he can. If you believe he can't or he won't, you'll never believe that he will. Do you hear what I'm saying? The size of your God will determine the size of your faith. Okay, all right. Yeah, so if we have a little bit of faith, man, I thought that was a dog barking. I looked over, and I said, "Who's got a dog in here?" But John, I know I'm picking on you, but it's all right. You know, isn't it? You ain't got a dog in your pocket, have you? Listen, don't you just love being real? Just be real. Don't, you know, God was calling me to do things in the pulpit, and I said, are you sure about this? I know me. And he said, I know you too. It's okay. I can handle whatever you got. You know, and that's true. He can handle it. But here's what the Lord says about this. See, we've got to understand this about the size of our faith and why does our faith need to be so actively in who he is. Why is that? Because the darkness is getting darker. And we have to be ready for all the darkness, any amount of darkness. It doesn't matter. And he said, Isaiah said, it's going to be gross darkness. Not just going to be darkness, it's going to be gross darkness. But see, before he said all that, he said, but you need to arise and shine, for the glory of the Lord is upon you. The glory of the Lord is upon his people and in his people. The glory of the Lord is his character. If you have Christ in your life, you have the character of Christ in your life. We may not be living out all the character, but it's all in there. We don't have to work to get it. We have to believe to work it out. We don't have to work to get it. We have to believe to work it out. Because it's already in there. It's already there, put there by the Holy Spirit with his presence. But anyway, it is getting darker, and it says over in Ephesians chapter 6, finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. That word be strong means to be empowered by him. Empowered. Say empowered. Empowered. Empowered by the strength of the Lord. Not your strength, not my strength, but empowered by his strength. Well, I don't know that I believe that. Don't have now faith. It requires faith to be able to walk out what he said we have. be empowered. You are already empowered by the living God and his strength. Empowered by him. And the strength and the power of his might. Have you ever tried to work up the power? Be honest with me. Yeah. Have you ever prayed and it didn't come out and you prayed louder? And then it didn't work, still didn't work, and you prayed a little louder? He's not deaf. He's really not. And as I like to say, you know, people start screaming at this and screaming at that and yelling at that. And I said, you don't need your tonsils. You don't need to donate that to you, you know, to the Lord. You don't need to do that. Just speak the word. I love that song, too. But when he speaks, things go to happening. And we must believe that he is. And let our faith walk with us as we face the darkness that's around the corner, that's around the grocery store aisle wherever it is that we're going, whatever the darkness is that's approaching, your now faith will conquer it because he's already conquered it. Amen? So he said that once you do this, he said, put on the full armor of God that you may be able to stand firm. Stand firm against the schemes, the plans, and the tricks of the devil. So he's got tricks, he's got schemes, he's got plans. He's got all of these plans to hinder us, to hurt us, to harm us, to take us out, to distract us from what God wants us to do. He's got plans for you and I, the enemy. But see, God gives us the answer here. He said, if we just walk in him, his armor is his presence. His righteousness, his salvation, his peace, his truth, his sword. Yeah, it's all him. You know, you can't, you know, I remember, have any of you ever read that scripture when you was smaller and all of a sudden you said, okay, I'm getting up and I'm going to put on, and you start doing this and I'm getting my helmet on, I'm going to get my belt, and then you start going through all these motions. I mean, I did that as a young Christian. I was suiting up. I was looking for my shield, and Brent said, you won't be able to find your shield because you lose stuff. You lose your glasses. You lose this. Where's my wallet? Where's my glasses? And she's over there saying, you know, she's like, so do you even know where your shield is at right now? You know, but see, it is not the physical thing. It's a spiritual fact of saying, I have his presence in me and on me. And in the process of that, I have faith in everything that he is, everything that he is in my life. He's already overcome what's around my corner. Tell your neighbor that. He's already overcome what's around your corner. He's already overcome it. So we just walk with him. So we have all this, and we have what he's already given us, and we have to focus on that for our now faith to work in a now situation. I'm waiting on the Lord. I want everybody to understand that in the process of our faith now, that we are going to face times that we can't just play around with the things of this world and expect the power of God to be in full operations when we have not committed fully to what he wants to do in our life. Greatness lies in every one of y'all. Things that you've only dreamed about is waiting to come forth from you. But we cannot be fixated on the things that we haven't seen before, and some of the things we have, but we can't be fixated on those things. We need to have our sights set on who He is, so our faith can be in the now and not just, I had faith last week, or I had faith 2 years ago, but be in the faith now. Have the now faith that's going to take care of the now problem. How many of you have some now problems? Believe that, man. You have some now issues. It is the now faith that is going to be able to help you and I through these now problems. So we have this privilege of being here at this time on earth. With everything that's going on, He said, I'm putting it in your hands. I'm going to use you to shake things up. It's going to be Him doing the shaking. He said, but I'm going to use you to shake things up because you're going to be the one that's going to bring the light. What did Mike's song? I have a light, and it always shines. Didn't sometimes shine, it always shines. Shines in the day, shines in the night. My light is the Lord, Jesus by name. And we're all being sent to different areas of the earth and different spots. And that is our place. And wherever He sends us, that's our place to shine with now faith. Today. Today. Jesus says, I've already overcome it. Whatever you face in this world, I have already overcome it. That is good news. So how are we going to overcome it? By walking in Him. By believing in Him. By doing what He wants us to do, what He wants us to do. And that song says, you know, if the stars can praise you, so will I. So will I. All of us are going to have wonderful opportunities to praise Him and to walk by faith, not by sight and not by feelings. And maybe you ever miss the mark because you walk by your feelings. All of us has done it. How did it work out? I didn't. It didn't. I'm not going to give the rest of it to you. But I do want to talk to you some in the future about, with this darkness, how do we do right when this world is telling us to do wrong? How do we take this stand that He's talking about us taking and standing against all the schemes? See, a lot of problems we have is we don't believe that He's got a scheme for you. Sometimes we don't believe that the enemy really has a scheme or a plan for you. And I'm telling you, He does. His whole intention is to steal, kill, and destroy. He hasn't stopped. So we have to understand that we can't skip and hop through a Christian life without understanding, we have an enemy that is seeking whom he may devour. He's not playing. Neither is God. Doesn't mean that we don't have joy. We have joy, absolutely, because we trust in him, because he is the one that's the conqueror. We just have to walk with him. If you hadn't been in your word in a while, get in the word. If you hadn't read your Bible at home, start tonight reading a little bit of your Bible every day. It'll be good for you. It will help you and I just to read it and to get more familiar with the love letter that he has written to all of us. Spend some time praying. Spend some time talking to the Lord. Just talking. Says, I don't really know how to pray. You know how to talk? Yeah. And then talk to him. I ran a pastor one time, and there's several of us standing, and they asked him to close in prayer, all of a sudden, he started praying in another voice. He got real proper. Dear God. No. He was sincere. You understand what I'm saying? But he was trained to do that by the people that taught him. When you talk to God, you need to be very serious, and you need to let people hear that when you talk. But see, God put me in his life. And I got a prophecy one time in Florida and said, you're like a porcupine. I said, not me. I don't want to be like a porcupine. You can tell me I'm going to be like a teddy bear, and I'll accept that, but I don't want to accept being a porcupine. She said, no, you're like a porcupine. You carry quills of truth. Pause for a moment, please. Father, we thank you that this person that needs assistance, we just ask you in Jesus' name that you would be the very one that touches his life. Whatever's going on now, Lord, you touch him. Make your name be known. Do what you do best, and that is look at our weakness and show up in your strength. We ask you to do that in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Okay. All right. Here, this way, everybody. Isn't God good? He's good every minute of every day, including now. I want every one of you right now just begin to, you just pray. Just bow your heads and pray. His name is Stephen. He's a visitor. Just pray for him. Don't know what it is, but God knows. Amen. 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 Thank you, Father. Thank you that you are the healer. Release healing now. Release it now. Let his body respond to your presence. Let his body respond to who you are and to what you have for him. And we give you praise for that.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Now, don't go that way. Just continue to pray, but you're dismissed. But don't crowd around this area, okay? God bless you. God bless you.
Thank you for joining us today. We hope today's worship and study of God's Word was encouraging to you. If we can help you in any way, please reach out to us by going to fathersvineyard.org. That's fathersvineyard.org. Thank you again, and we hope we can see and hear from you soon. Until next time.